Good morning. Well, as you can see, I sang that song, but I want you to know the band has put me in a very bad predicament because, you see, it's out of my comfort zone to sing a solo. All my life, I've never sang lead. All my life, I've always sang backup for somebody else. So if I sound like I'm trembling or shaky, it's because I am way, and I mean way out of my comfort zone. So I thank all y'all that prayed for me. Well, thank you. God's good. That's all I can say. God's good. You know, I want to talk to you a little bit. In that song, it talked about God walking with us, Jesus being with us wherever we go, even in the darkest times. You know, and the question is, who is riding shotgun with you? Who is with you in the truck when there's nobody around? It's just you. Are you there by yourself? Or do you have God as a traveling partner riding shotgun with you? You know, back in the 13th century in England, they started a little thing called a stagecoach. And here in the United States, there was a man named Tom Butterfield, who in 1858 started a stage line that ran all the way from San Francisco all the way to St. Louis. And it was a 2,800-mile run that they did one way. And the driver that started that run, he had to stay awake the whole time. Now, can you imagine? He had to stay awake 24 hours a day. He could not rest. And they were on a time schedule. They had to get there on time. And they were always pulled by 4 to 6 horses. And that always determined about their speed, how far they go. And when they went to a rest stop, they had these stations that they went to from time to time, and they'd change horses. And they only stayed there 15 to 20 minutes. That's all. That's only break that they had, and he was back in there. But, you know, there was so much crime going on, just like there is now. There was a man that always sit next to him. This man was called a shotgun rider. That's all we know. This guy stayed with him. This guy was the guy. He was there not only to protect the stage, but the driver, the folks that were in it, any mail that was coming through, or money that was being transported. This man was the one who was always there and had to be counted on for protection, no matter when. He was there to serve that coach and everybody that rode in it, either whether they were on top of it or inside. Open your Bibles to 1 Peter 5. 1 Peter 5. We're going to talk a little bit about in God's Word. 1 Peter 5. God's Word says this, "And through your faith, God is protecting you by His power until you receive this salvation, which is ready to be revealed on the last day for all to see." You know, when you have God as your shotgun rider, or your whatever you want to call him, whether he's your co-pilot or whatever, your traveling partner with you, he is there to protect you. And nothing, and I say it again, nothing is more powerful than God. Nothing. No one can protect you better than God the Father. Do you believe that? Oh, boy, that was sick. Do you believe that? All right, let's wake up. I know you're probably asleep, but I'll try to stay excited enough for all of us, okay? No matter what you come up against, no matter what is bothering you, no matter what hits you, you know, I got to thinking about this week about every time I came into a situation where I thought, man, I just don't know if I'm going to be able to make it. It's just life is so hard. How am I going to get through this day with this problem or this some event or something that's going on in my life? You know, not one time did I look back that God didn't show up. I worried for nothing. He always took care of it. I didn't die. There was times in my life where the job I had where I put myself in harm's way because of my job. And I would be in the worst part of town with a railroad, and these guys, and there was folks out there that wanted to rob me. They wanted to kill me. They really did. And I would put my trust in the Lord. I mean, it was amazing. I had this old, this is not part of the sermon. God told me to share it, but I'm going to share it. I had this old Dodge pickup that the railroad made me drive. Neither one of the doors locked. Neither one. And it didn't always start half the time. And I was out in the middle of the night working in Houston in a bad part of town off of 610 in Hardy Road area, which many of y'all know that area. It's a pretty sad state. But I was there working, and I was in the dark, and I was using a flashlight, and I heard the rocks just rustle, and I looked up, and here comes three big dudes running right straight for me, and they said, "Let's get him." Needless to say, I didn't say, "Hold on, fellas, let me get my light and my meter and all the my tools." I dropped everything, and I turned and ran to the truck, and I said, "God help me." That's all I had time to say, and I was about as far from the truck as here to the back wall. But I got to my truck, and when I opened the door and I slammed it, I looked, and they were only about halfway. Somehow or another, I call it, I don't know what you want to call it, but I call it being frayed. I just knew I was fixing to get killed. But I got to the truck, and I slammed the door, and I'm holding on to it, and I got the radio, and I'm trying to turn it. I say, "Help." I'm calling for the Texas Rangers. They were the ones who were supplying the help for us. And I'm hollering, "Help me, help me, I need help." And I'm sitting there, and the truck won't start. It's just, rrr, rrr, rrr. And I got a guy over here that's trying to open the door, and the door won't open. That door, just all you have to do is just, it opens. I'm holding this one, and this guy's pulling my arm out, and I'm holding the door shut. I'm telling you, nothing happened. They didn't get me because I'm here. That's evident. But I want to tell you, it was not from lack of God's power, because there was somebody holding that door, and it wasn't me. I promise you. I went, after it was all over with, I was talking to the Texas Ranger, and he was taking a report. He said, "Well, what's wrong with that door?" I said, "We don't want to lock." He reached over, and he just opened it right up. Now, that's the power of God. You say, "Well, who is my riding partner?" I guarantee you, the guy that rides shotgun for me is Jesus, because he has proven himself faithful every stinking time. He's never let me down. In Psalms 12, 121, 5 through 8, it says this: "The Lord himself watches over you. The Lord stands beside you as your protective shade. The sun will not harm you by day, nor the moon at night. The Lord keeps you from all harm and watches over your life. The Lord keeps watch over you as you come and as you go. And he will strengthen you and guard you from the evil one." God is my shotgun rider. He is the absolute most important person you can have in your life, to not only to guide you, but to protect you from everything that goes on in life. You know, Jesus laid down his life just like this coachman was willing. He put himself out there. This shotgun rider put himself in harm's way. He said, I'm going to take the bullet for y'all. Jesus took it for us, because we deserve to die for our sins. But Jesus said, "I love you so much, I'm going to take it for you. I'm going to die for you." God sent him for one reason. He said, and this is the reason. It says, "For God loved the world so much that he gave his only son, the only one he had, so that everyone who believes will not perish but have eternal life." You know, the question this morning is who's riding shotgun with you this morning? Yourself? One of your closest friends? Your spouse? Whoever it is? Can they protect you in every situation? Do they have true power? I love my wife, and I love traveling with her, and I love having her with me, but my wife cannot protect me. She can't do it. She only has a limit about, even if she was packing, which she usually is, but even if she was packing, she cannot, she does not have the power, the holy power of God to protect me. And I can't protect myself because I can't foresee everything that's going to happen. I can't see the future. My wife Claudia can't see the future, but God can, and he can protect you in a way that you've never ever had before. And there's a closeness. You know, when I'm driving down the road, I'm usually talking. People call it praying, but I'm actually talking to God. And believe me, it is a two-way conversation because he corrects me quite often. I'll have some stinking thinking going on, what I call whenever I'm thinking wrong and the devil is putting this little bee thing in my ear and saying, Lynn, you ought to do this, or that person shouldn't be that way, you know. Well, that's stinking thinking. That doesn't come from the Lord. If I'm worrying about something, he goes, you know what, I'm not the God of worry. There's only one person that puts worry in your life, and it ain't me. It's Satan. Satan is the one. He is the enemy, not God. You know, we're commanded to love each other more than we love ourselves. But we can't save ourselves. Even when we love ourselves so much. How many of y'all really like yourself? You love yourself. Think about it. You look in the mirror. You're trying to be your best, you know. I mean, you're just really, you want yourself to really be fixed up right. And you want people to look at you and go, you know, man, that person knows how to dress. That person knows how to take care of themselves. And you kind of like yourself. You go, you know, I kind of like the way I look. I don't, but like the way I look, but I like the way you look. But it's a thing that God himself loves us so much. That's the important thing. God and only God can be our shotgun rider. How does God become a shotgun rider? How can God be our traveling partner? That's the question. If you've never received Jesus as your Lord and Savior, it's just a simple thing. A simple thing. It just says, if you believe that Jesus died on the cross and that you're a sinful person, you ask forgiveness of your sins and you ask him to give you salvation. That's basically it. And then we're commanded to be baptized. But that's, baptism doesn't save you. Baptism is just a product of what has happened to you inside. You become a new creature, and baptism is just showing what happened on the inside, on the outside. By receiving him as our Lord and Savior, we're saying we're sinners and we can't save ourselves. We need help. I don't know about you, but I could not have gotten to this old man that you see standing here before you if it wasn't for Christ. I'd be dead a long time ago for the stupidest things I'm not going to go into that. But I've done some stupid things in my life, a mess of them. And God has always protected me in spite of myself and loved me in spite of what I've done to myself and to others. He's protected me. We all need Christ, amen, for the day-to-day grind of life. If you're trying to do it by yourself, man, there's such an easier way. He says, my load is light. He said, I don't have any problems. Give them to me. I'll carry them for you. You know, I'll give you my yoke. It's real easy to bear, which just means I'll give you my trouble. I'll lead you, and I'll carry all the load for you so you don't have to do it. Man, what kind of deal is that? How would you like that to be your life? You can in Jesus Christ. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, we just come to you, Lord, just thanking you, Father, for such a beautiful day. I thank you for all those that are within earshot this morning, that we're here, Father, just hearing your word, hearing it spoke, hearing it out loud, Lord, while we're still free, God, to do it, where we don't have to hide and do it. We can do it out in the open. We still have that right. Thank you, God, that you give us that right to be able to worship you the way that we want to, the way you want us to. If there's someone here this morning, Lord, that does not know you, Father, I pray that they would not leave this place before they get that taken care of, that they pray that prayer, Father, just asking you to come in and save them. Just thank you for all your blessings, and I just ask for protection over everyone here, Father, in their homes, their families. If there's someone that's sick, Lord, I ask for healing. If they're going through things, Lord, I pray that you would go, just let them know that they are not alone, that you're right there with them as their shotgun rider. In Jesus' name we pray, Father. Amen. I want to just say, glad to have